So until you tell the world.
She's so
obsessed with doors.
I can't believe you ate
yeah.
it all.
Squash soup.
So
what are we supposed to bring for Connor and Allie's on Saturday?
Beverages.
We're just supposed to bring beverages.
That was his. That was his last plea.
One, right?
Yeah, his last plea was for beverages.
Okay.
Of.
Well, he's like,
preferred.
I don't want to tell you what to bring, so just say what you want to bring. But then I was talking to him, and I was like, dude, do you want me to drink
Hello?
Of like cranberry?
Hello?
Yeah, because I saw that message.
I was like,
is it off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Just like, you know,
I had to take the stand to work,
to, like,
so I turned it off when I disconnected everything.
Okay. Cool.
Thanksgiving buffet thing.
Rawr!
Come on.
Yeah, he sent me a text this evening saying that he was finalizing the menu and he wanted to get clearance from me on how much dairy he could use. So not to exclude me, I said, oh, don't worry, I'm taking my lactose pills. Have at it. He's like, oh, okay, well, still finalizing the menu anyway, so if there's anything too crazy, I'll let you know. So, beverages.
I think we're bringing Angry Orchard cider.
I think I don't remember if I said I was going or not.
Well, this morning
well,
I was like...
Well, it says Dave's going.
Joel,
so
what
I'm
are
assuming,
we bringing?
I had assumed you guys had talked about it at least. I wasn't sure
yeah.
if you'd RSVP.
Let her finish eating. She's almost ready.
I was like, maybe she's...
Well, no, it got mentioned to me, you know, like 4 weeks ago.
I'm in no hurry.
I actually thought it was last weekend and had a panic attack on Sunday.
So, yeah,
well, then I missed it too.
Yeah,
well,
then
because it used to be on Sunday night, so
mention.
Like late Sunday night, I was like,
you know, if I know RSVP, I don't pay attention to the upcoming
right.
events thing
mm-hmm.
unless Facebook tells me I have something coming up.
Hmm.
Right.
And because I didn't actually write it on a calendar because I don't own a calendar.
Oh, sweet.
We can fix that.
Oh, sweet.
I apparently don't work this Saturday.
Booyah.
Really?
That's nice.
You want to go to Zane's matinee with me?
Zane's matinee?
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Like, he's in the show at the high school. Yeah.
I'm like,
I'm from Sherlock.
You
want to
go?
Work on Saturday?
Nervous, but
Zane's funny. Also,
so
Austin
wait.
Is funny. So, Austin's dad, Don, will be there.
When did you leave Bead Monkey and I wasn't aware?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
About
7
o'clock
performance.
Huh. Wait. Then
I'm working
cool.
two places.
Huh.
He's stopped in
You're
a couple
not
of times recently.
I just assumed that you had ditched because that was the
Austin
goal.
Is it is the goal. It's still the goal.
Austin
and, like, on Saturday, I said something about... He's like, what are you going to do tomorrow on your day off? And I'm like, well, I need
again.
To, like, clean my room.
Me
and
too.
Work on my internship, and I'm going to a concert.
They're making more.
And I go, probably apply for jobs.
Ooh.
He's like,
yeah.
Do you need to apply for jobs? I'm like,
so
I'm trying to get out of the
beach.
He's
like,
you are? I was like, oh, my God. Like, you know this.
We have talked about this.
We've talked about this more than once. And he's like, well, why don't you work here? I go, are you going to give me 40 hours and benefits? And he's like, no. Like, see? That's why I'm not working here.
But they give you Saturdays.
Yeah. No, it's good to work someplace that isn't completely horrific and I want to, like...
Kill people?
Garbage?
Yes, please. Thank you. Oh, I'll keep the napkins because my nose is, like, running like a fiend.
Yeah, I can also do...
Oh, yay!
That.
Yay, real Kleenex.
And those are witchcraft Kleenex. Feel them.
Oh, they are witchcraft.
Ooh.
They are
those
cool
are very luxurious.
Touch.
Like,
stand.
The Vicks Kleenex. That has, like, the Vicks in it.
Are those...
What I'm talking about?
Are those, Red Hot Blues?
Whatever you guys left here.
No, they're not Red Hot. They're regular type blues that we got when
oh,
we brought
okay.
the salsa over and stuff.
Oh.
Can I tell you what a beverage while I'm up?
I have a beverage.
Can I have a little bit more wine?
A little more wine?
What do you
Maybe
have?
You don't want to
I have Shills Emerald Rye, Minnesota Special
no.
Bitter,
like the way I said
orange
that,
juice, like pink lemonade, regular lemonade, orange juice, Riesling, liquor.
Have pink lemonade?
Sure.
Thanks.
I think I like your pad thai because it's not spicy. It's quite at all. Like, it's got taste.
Yeah.
Spice.
But it's not like... just spice.
Sorry.
Daniel Craig.
Today has been a very weird day.
Oh, I still need to see Skyfall.
Yeah.
Supposedly it was the best
excellent.
One.
What?
Supposedly it was the highest grossing Bond opening.
Really?
Well, they made us wait more
ever
or for Daniel Craig?
Ever. Because it was like 80...
Well, with inflation.
Well,
yeah, I mean, that's always more. talking about.
Cool. So is it as good or better than Casino Royale?
Well, it was.
I would say it's very similar.
It was
really
given a 92 on Rotten Tomatoes.
92 on Rotten Tomatoes. Wow. Skyfall.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going.
Saturday?
Now.
Now.
The podcast is canceled.
Wait, we can just do a podcast.
Okay, wait, Mike.
We can do the, we'll do the podcast in the theater. Yeah.
There we go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mike, can we do the podcast during Skyfall?
No, because then we'd have to talk the entire time, or it'd just be silence.
Maybe the podcast would just be Skyfall.
It'd be reaction.
I feel like that's still illegal.
Still
there
illegal?
Was one point...
We haven't made it legal yet.
You know, Mega Upload got close.
Somebody on the internet has probably
already ripped it.
Taken a picture of Daniel Craig and put him in a Viking helmet and called it Skyrim, right?
No, I don't know.
Probably.
Adam, I
maybe.
Would venture to guess that would be a bad porn.
Ew.
I love it. Things because it's always so unexpected to me.
I know, it took me a minute to like understand that she was doing that.
That's not really where I was going with that, but okay.
It's
maybe
better that way.
You just didn't know if I was helping you.
Yeah, I know it now.
Exactly.
I know. Alright, get cozy with your microphones.
Ear itching. Okay.
Yep.
It's been a weird day.
Get
okay.
Oh, I feel ya. It's. It has.
Ah?
Oh, I heard a twang.
Twang. Yeah. Oh my gosh, why do my ears itch?
Not quite what I wanted.
I don't
think. Because it's cold?
Enough.
Yeah.
Why does it being cold make your ears itch?
No, because like if you were cold and then you warmed up and then.
Yeah, it feels fine.
I still have my half mitts on. It probably isn't necessary.
Oh, yeah.
Katie, what are you doing?
Did you already find one?
No.
No.
No James Bond porn.
That's wrong.
James Bond porn?
Porn?
Is that what
James
I just heard?
I assume there's got to be one.
Okay. I feel like there's more than one. Not that I know, but I feel like.
License.
If there's porn for Batman and Star Trek and Star Wars
and Community.
So the question
really?
Is there
I've heard.
Okay. Is there porn for all the different Bonds?
I assume that it wouldn't be for all of them. I assume there'd definitely be a Sean Connery.
Yeah. I feel like there's got to be Daniel Craig. Like he's just
the badass. And then
I was
going to be
sexy, but yeah, badass.
And maybe a Pierce Brosnan?
Yeah.
I would possibly, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, and the Bond girls all have their own.
I assume it's multiple on one.
Yeah.
You know, keep production values down.
You know, there's Pussy Willow and...
Pussy Galore.
I believe it's Pussy Galore.
Okay, the next one should be Pussy Willow.
Okay, so...
The next time Bond
Sean
is placed in Minnesota...
Two of them.
Finger?
I don't see how that's...
How is that sexy?
I don't know.
That is cold.
Oh, and what's gosh. Great is that that was completely visual, so it means absolutely nothing to anyone who just
I know,
heard that.
I was like, does anybody want to describe what Dan did? Yeah.
Nope. Nope. Is there a cover?
I could see.
Because I want to know which Bond it is. I mean, obviously, you could base it off the names.
Yeah, I was like, come on.
Well, at the same time, they could just be that unoriginal.
That's true. They could.
It could look like Timothy Dalton.
Could. Somehow, I feel like that would be easier.
Yeah.
Easier to swallow or easier to produce?
Sure
word
that-
choice.
What?
Word choice.
What?
Don't you think that was on purpose to make you all go,
what?
Burr?
Well.
No, probably. It's been a weird day.
That's true. That one I did actually make the choice to make Adam's face do exactly what it did. So.
I aim to please.
I don't want to hear
about your aim. Aim to please.
Yeah.
Because James Bond aims with his gun
and
when
other
he's
things.
Shooting stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway.
This is maybe one of the dirtiest mic checks. Really?
Eyes only, and it already looks like it could be for your ass only.
Pretty
true.
Much.
I mean, this
yeah,
supposed to be
does.
Sexualized anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw like a little comic strip style representation of a scene from a Bond movie, and it was basically like James Bond walks into a bathroom where a girl is in the bathtub, and she's like, "Well, you're in here. You may as well hand me something to put on." And he hands her a pair of shoes and then goes and sits down. Oh, James Bond, you
Bond.
Rascal.
He is a rascal.
Yeah. Oh, whatever.
I don't know. I'm still
now
bitter over
up with names.
When in Rome.
Tomato, tomato.
That's what I'm gonna do with this podcast.
Dan, you're coming up with names?
Yes, I actually just lost my train of thought there with the when in Rome.
Yeah.
All right, backtrack for a second.
Yeah, what are we talking about? James Bond.
We're going to give you some shoes.
Shoes.
Bathtubs.
Sean Connery.
Timothy Dalton.
No, I guess it was going to be a new tangent that had absolutely nothing to do with that, so never mind.
Oh.
Okay. Well, what is it?
No, I lost it.
So. It's completely gone?
Completely gone. Because when in Rome.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about how...
Dear.
Oh, I remember. I was still bitter about Quantum Solace being so crappy.
Oh yeah,
it was pretty bad.
Yeah,
I mean, it seems worse now that this one has come out. Now that Skyfall's come out, because Skyfall was so good that you were just like, "Gosh, Casino Royale was awesome. Quantum Solace just sucked, man."
Set
like,
the bar low.
Yeah. Well, it did set the bar very low. But you don't even. I never wanted to see it again. I saw it in the theater, and then I was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna just completely forget about this movie." Even though I'm in love with Casino Royale.
Yeah, Casino Royale was awesome. The one thing that I really enjoyed about Quantum of Solace was Olga Kurylenko. She's pretty awesome. But I've heard lots of good things about Skyfall, so I do want to see it.
The one good thing I remember about Quantum of Solace is the conversation they have when the guy is like either shot or hit by a car or something. And they talk about James Bond as a code name.
Someone.
Mm-hmm. That old guy, whatever his name was, the guy who is also in Casino Royale.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nope.
No, I don't remember.
When he dies in the.
I mean, I remember. Oh, I know what man you're talking about. Yeah. I don't remember the conversation.
Yeah, it was nice because it kind of gave this nice like to the fact that there are so many different James Bonds.
Oh.
It's just a code name.
I vaguely remember something like that.
Yeah,
it was.
That's
nice.
Kind of blown to bits in this movie that completely is blown.
Oh well, there we go.
Yeah, so they went back on that. No, my favorite part of Quantum Solace is
Pontiac Solstice.
The second Daniel Craig Bond.
Yes.
Was the hotel blowing up as he's like running down? He's like running.
I think
on top of it or something,
running.
Or
that was pretty cool.
It's blowing up like behind him, and it was all sand, and it just kind of went back into sand.
Yeah,
you just like Daniel Craig running.
Yeah, that's true. He had far too many clothes on in that scene, though. I think maybe they were blown off. I don't really remember. I only saw it once.
I'm pretty sure he had a suit on at least.
Okay,
you remember his clothes being blown off, but that may not have actually happened in the movie.
Exactly.
Coldfinger 2.
Oh, dear. Well, there was that scene from Casino Royale. I don't know how... Never mind.
Oh, wait. I know what scene you're talking
about.
The horrible scene that makes everyone, like...
Cringe. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for Daniel Craig nudity, there you go.
Yeah.
But...
I don't remember this.
I'm glad I've blocked that out of my memory.
I was like, I think if we were to actually tell you what happened in the scene, you would remember...
Pass.
Okay.
Safety first.
Yeah.
Safety first.
I could memory cue it up without saying very much, but
yeah.
We'll just pass on that.
I think the hottest scene in Casino Royale was when they're in the shower with their clothes on. After he kills the guys and she's like, I have blood on my hands. I don't know.
Crying in the shower is really sexy. Yeah.
For some reason. I don't know what it was.
Oh, so hot.
I'm weird.
Especially black eyes, too. Just smack somebody. That's hot.
It is.
Yeah.
You know what?
I will judge you in this moment.
That's okay. I kind of set myself up for that one. But
yeah, that scene was kind of sad.
Not sexy.
The saddest part of that movie for me, actually, was...
The credits.
When he totals the car?
Yes, when he totals the car.
I still cringe every time I see that.
Because it's like, a car accident, and car accidents hurt.
Oh, God! Because
it's a beautiful car, and they rolled it.
You just destroyed an Aston Martin.
That one.
You just got it.
Exactly.
That shit had like 5 miles
and
on it.
And it just saved your life, like, 2 minutes ago.
It's just kind of going back to the Pierce Brosnan days. Just destroy the shit out of a car.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
but they didn't do it with quite as pretty cars.
Yeah, they could have done like at least a few more shots of it going around corners really fast.
Because I mean, a car that you can drive with a little keypad before touchscreen phones, that was pretty badass.
Oh, that's right. But that was before
he destroyed that one. He tore some serious shit up in that parking lot.
Yes, that was awesome.
So you got to see what that car could do.
And then it was funny because it drove into a car rental building.
Yeah, that was pretty
fantastic. He returned it, too.
He did. He did.
That fantastic. Coy bastard.
He's clever.
Yeah.
He's a smart one.
It was pretty fantastic.
Yeah, no, but we had just fallen in love with that car, and then it was like, kaboom.
Yeah, that Aston Martin
like, I was still going, God, that is a sexy car, which I think is the comment that I made at the time when I saw the movie in the theater. I was like, God, look at that sexy car. Like, the things that I want to do to that car. And then,
Is there an automotive form of bestiality?
Yes.
What is it? I'm trying to figure out what that would be. Like,
I don't know, but it was on TLC's Katie My Bestiality. Weird Obsession. Where the guy made out with his car and has sex with it.
Ew.
I never watched it. I saw the preview. And
you just took that dirty. I just wanted to drive it really fast.
Yeah,
that's what the guy wanted too.
Drive it really fast.
No, she said two.
I know. I'm trying to correct her.
No, just let her go.
It was a. If I'm not mistaken, it was a DB9, and the thing had machine guns built into the hood that could like pop up and automatically
have that?
Shoot at not like. Articulated turrets like that, though, that could fire in any direction. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I think the Batmobile also had that. The original one.
That's the Batmobile. It's expected.
Yeah. And that doesn't exist in real life. That exists in...
It exists. It's up in Rogers, Minnesota.
If you go on YouTube...
I have seen the Batmobile in real
you
life.
You can search for...
The Adam West
Sex
one.
With a Car... / My Strange Addiction.
I was like, and who's... browser history is this on?
I'd say everybody's. I want to see what the view count is on this.
It is not on my browser history, just in case anyone's wondering.
1 million views for this clip. I don't even want to. No, thank you.
I was like, it's gonna download.
It's YouTube.
That's true.
I trust them a little bit.
I trust Google when they own YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily trust Google. I think they...
Are you more of a Bing guy?
No. I mean...
How dare you make that accusation?
P.S. Can I just throw out... Why doesn't Apple have a search engine?
I think they're...
It's called the App Store.
...staying the hell out of Google's way because Google's pretty much owning that.
Yeah.
Well, no, they're separating from Google. They already removed the Maps app, even though that was a big shitstorm.
Yeah.
But it's they're slowly.
Wait. The Maps app. What are you talking about?
Your phone.
Yeah.
There was a different app for Maps.
Oh.
That was made by Google.
Mm-hmm.
Google Maps.
And it was good.
It was very good.
And then Apple. Very good. decided to end the contract early with Google over this Maps app and create their own. Because and after all this time that they've had the iPhone, why wouldn't they?
And that's what we have now, and that's why it sucks.
Yes.
So that's why Apple shouldn't do search engines.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It'll just suck.
And they should not do map things either.
Search engines would be okay because that's general enough code that you'd write, but for a complicated thing like a map of the entire United States with details regarding restaurants and official buildings and all that other crap, that's a bit of an undertaking, and they screwed the pooch on that one.
For the brand new...
Yeah, for the rollout with the new phone and the iOS system.
The iOS 6 and the new... Yeah. Which, the turn-by-turn directions drive me absolutely
which
insane.
We were talking about Scott Ford... Weren't we talking about Scott Forsdahl some time ago?
Yes.
I thought it was you that...
Yeah.
And you were right. It was... he wasn't fired over the fact that he didn't sign the apology letter that later went out. It's he refused to do it based on his own principles and is leaving as a result because he feels that there was no need to apologize. Because technically that's under his department.
Right.
So, yeah. Look that up later.
So there's that.
So guy who is heavy into the iOS system for iPhone is leaving and his underling is taking up with it.
So how did he screw the pooch?
Well, no, it's just Apple issued an apology letter to everyone.
For
the Map app.
That it sucked.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
For this one that came out just recently?
Yes.
Oh,
like they,
see, this
after.
Is not conversation that gets to me via Apple boyfriend.
No.
No,
they apologized.
Apple boyfriend.
And they
the
even...
latest product from Apple.
I boyfriend.
Oh, I'm going to get in so much trouble.
I friend.
I special friend.
I friend
Ooh,
with
I like
benefits.
That one the best.
I feel like that would be like the second tier.
Yeah.
Like there's just iFriend with benefits.
Yeah.
Is this kind of like Adobe where you can get Elements and then you can get the deluxe package of
exactly.
Photoshop?
It's a software
update. Oh, so it's kind of like Lion and Panther and Tiger.
See,
and...
I feel like it's one of those you have to type in a special code and then it just kind of comes to life. It's like underwritten underneath.
So this is like for science.
But with all of that, what had happened was they even came out and they said, hey, you know, there are these other apps that have been made by third-party developers. Use these. Check these out. They're better. And I believe Google is on track to release an iOS Google Maps app in December.
Awesome.
And they'll be like, we're back, bitches.
Yeah. And everyone will opt
into that.
That's
probably what it'll be called.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I freaking hate that. There are many, many.
The
many
turn-by-turn directions are pretty damn nice, though.
No, not when they tell you to turn right and then 3 seconds later tell you to turn left when you're in rush hour in Uptown on Hennepin.
See, I haven't had that kind of horror story yet.
No, I've had like every single time I use it, I have a horror story like that. And I do not have road rage, but I will start just cussing out at my nose because on the way from the wedding to the reception something like that happened with the Map app.
That's because you and I boyfriend both had a moment.
Well, yeah, we were both having I was having an I moment with said maps and he was having an I moment with the other people driving, but they were independent of each other. I freaked out not knowing that he was freaking out because it happened at the exact same time.
And Dave just talked about zombie pub crawl.
Yeah Well, it dissipated quickly, but we both freaking hate that Maps app.
Well, here I am at this new Italian restaurant. Why am I in a lake?
Exactly. It's like, turn left on Franklin.
To the train tracks. Stop.
Yeah, it says, turn left on Franklin. And I was like, well, if I'm turning left on Franklin, why is it telling me to take Hennepin instead of Lyndale? And then I get there and I'm like, I know that you can't even turn left on Franklin right here. So I have to go down to the next one and turn left and then go back and turn left and then turn right back onto Franklin block down. So I'm like doing this in my head. And as soon as I'm getting to the Franklin intersection, it goes, turn right on 24th, turn right on blah, 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 turn right on blah, 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 turn right on blah, blah. And I'm like, and then turn right on Hennepin. And I was like,
that's a lot of right turns.
What?
You went around the block.
I did, except there was one too many right turns to go straight on Franklin then, because something was named, it was two names that were like running over each other, so it was telling me to turn right and turn right on a street that I didn't even know existed because it doesn't have a street sign, but technically that road runs over the other road.
Huh.
Yeah, it was a mess. I was very, very, I went off. I got to my friend's house and I just like went off for 10 minutes about the maps app. Because that was the second time in my...
It'll get better.
Between Minnetonka and Uptown that it had told me to go the wrong way. And I either... And I had to, like, cut people off and drive like a crazy person. And I felt like that... I felt like that person in the Mayhem commercials.
Ah.
I felt like that person. I never felt like that person before in my whole life because I never had navigation until this OIS 6 came out because I just got a smartphone.
I don't have TV. What? Mayhem?
There's this commercial.
You don't know about the Mayhem commercials?
I don't watch TV.
I don't either.
It's for...
I don't either, but I know about
it. Not Allstate.
Yeah.
But
like,
one of the insurance companies where it's this guy that's clinging to the side of your car and he's like,
oh,
I am Mayhem. I am your, you know, navigation system.
Yeah. I am your navigation system telling you to take a wrong turn and distracting you. Well, this car pulls in front of you and crash and boom and stuff.
Okay. And actually, I think it tells you to turn onto a one way and then you head into like you. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know it by its name. So makes more sense now.
That's the colloquial name.
And I think there's like another one where it's like a car parked on the side of a street and Mayhem is there jumping on a branch that's cracking and breaking and falls on the car and stuff like that.
I think
like,
one of my favorite ones is I
Am
Snow.
Does your policy cover this?
Yeah, that came out like February or March when we all just had a ton of snow and was like, I Am Snow in 2010 when we had that big snow pack. And it was just so apropos. It was like, I Am Snow. I am sitting on your garage roof and I have been for the last 6 months and I'm just getting heavier and heavier and heavier. And then it like falls through and... You know,
ta-da.
Yeah.
Ruins it's like the Metrodome.
Just a bit.
Yeah. Like Metrodome. Oh, anyways. Metrodome. You're not making
that
a strong case for yourself lately. That it did collapse on your birthday, didn't it? That's awesome.
I just remember watching the video over and over and over and over and over.
Seriously, you only have to watch it twice to know what happened.
I know, but it was still really funny.
I was just kind of mad that this horrific snowstorm had happened on my birthday.
What about musicals? Is this a James Bond porn musical?
Okay. Awkward.
Oh.
Yet fascinating.
Anyway.
Talking about moments. All right. So is everything sounding good-ish,
Lee? It's sounding reasonably good. I may make a few adjustments as we go along, though.
Okay. So, well, then this would be good bathroom beverage break time if anyone needs it.
I'm Apple Maps. Take a right. Hit a tree.
You have reached your final destination.
iOS 666.
Could they do the final countdown when you reach your destination?
That'd be
or
fantastic.
Like in the last block?
Oh, like what they did with the Nike thing.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. That
would make it all better.
Cool. But the thing I've always wanted is if my car detected that I was going over 88 miles an hour, it'd start playing the Back to the Future theme.
that would be
the coolest. And it would like rarely happen, but like I'd not pay attention to
forward, depending.
You don't have a DeLorean.
This is not 1985. It might work on different cars now.
Yeah.
It's just a flux capacitor.
Yeah.
True.
You don't know what they put in cars these days.
Exactly.
But it would still just be awesome anyway if a car could detect I was going 88.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
I'm sure we could set that up.
Hey, Dan, could you grab me a glass of water?
Of course.
Thank you. Just so when I start hacking, like, I feel like the wine is not going to soothe my hacking.
So, Adam.
Yeah.
Kind of those zombie deer.
Vitamin C drops? Or some zinc?
Zombie deer.
No.
Hey, Katie.
Water will be good.
How many deer are there?
So many deer.
How many types of deer?
Why are there two Katies?
See? My point exactly.
A white-tailed deer, a moose, a mule deer, a caribou.
Wait, what are we looking at?
Indian muntjac.
Spin!
It's like a barking deer.
Barking deer?
Is it like a cross between a dog and a deer?
Sick a deer.
What are we talking? Is there a game?
Sambar.
No.
Fallow deer.
Deer are all fearful, according to Father Adam. Deer, but I asked him about moose.
Moose charge.
Moose,
they're scary.
Moose, are moose aren't scared fearful. Of anything except for spears.
So,
Wheels was chased by a moose.
Really?
Yeah. He was jogging while in Lutzen, Duluth, or Two Harbors. One of the three.
I'm going to guess it wasn't Duluth.
He might have jogged out like nearby-ish to call it Duluth.
I was like, because I've never seen a moose in the wild, and if I live in Duluth for 5 years, that would just be unfair.
You know, I guess I'll go out on a limb and say Lutzen, because we were probably there more often. And he was jogging along the highway, and then, like, it followed him into town, and they just, like, ducked into a store.
Nice.
There's not a lot to the story, it just happened. Named it Annabelle. And so he has a Christmas tree ornament that is a moose.
Awesome. There were actually two professors at UMD that were...
Mooses?
No, they were married.
Okay.
And they were driving home one day and hit a moose, making it, you know, relevant to this story. And yeah, they both died.
Wow.
The moose or the...
Wow, that totally took a turn.
Don't hit a moose. You can be chased by a moose, but do not get hit by a moose.
You know that, what was that thing in high school where people would pretend to be dead... And they couldn't say anything.
The mad thing?
Drunk driving thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember Callie came home really upset because she was killed because her friend was drunk and hit a deer and she was impaled by the antlers. Like, it got pretty graphic on hers.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know they got that graphic. I thought they just assigned that from second hour on, Dan, you're dead.
And it had a little story. There was a synopsis. So that you could show it to people instead of talking.
Wait, did they give it to people? Like, who handed these out?
Death. Some person dressed up with, not the scream mask, but the one where it's just a black mesh so you can't see through it.
Yeah.
Somebody dressed up.
Go ahead.
Somebody dressed up in this robe type thing and then came and killed people on a set day.
Wow.
So that it would show the, like,
wasn't it every
percentage of... people who die based on drunk driving out of our age group or something.
Yeah, and they set it up of, you know, like every 23 minutes or whatever the statistic was back then. Obviously, it didn't make enough of an impact because I don't remember.
I remember doing it freshman year.
Because I was like, I feel like maybe when Callie was still there, but by the time we got to be upperclassmen, I feel like they didn't do it anymore.
Yeah, I think they did stop it because I remember doing it because I was in Doc Evans' class.
Yeah.
And thereafter, it's either I ignored it or it stopped happening.
See, I don't remember it either, which makes me think it stopped happening.
Well, then I know that they did the car crash thing.
Yeah, the car crash thing.
Oh, that's what it probably
switched
to. Yeah. More dramatic.
Out on the football field.
Yep.
With the helicopter.
Yep.
And then I always wondered what happened if they actually needed that helicopter.
Me too.
Sucks to be them.
It's like,
I was like, so what are the rest of the Minnetonka cops doing today?
You know, or when you go watch a parade and they have all of the fire trucks there. What if there's a real fire? How did the fire trucks leave?
Well, it's the perfect time to loot houses because everyone's at the parade.
It's true. I should remember that on homecoming weekend.
You might want to drop your mic down just slightly, Mike.
The mic or the...
Here, I will help.
Dan's going to help. Yay.
Because you seem to be settling into a nice, comfy sitting position there.
Yeah. And your mic is not near your mouth.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yay.
There you go.
Did
my
microphone settle to me, too?
I think it did.
Oh, good.
It did.
Just the screen.
No, it's nice and lined up. Though, I think one thing that you might want to do is scoot your chair ever so slightly to your left.
That would be that towards Katie.
Right. Sorry, I went my left. I said it wrong. Because the best thing we can do is have you kind of orbit a little bit. So if you have it pointed that way, then you can kind of lean to one side to get the look all the way to Adam.
Can I keep going that
way? Oh, yeah, go ahead. It's you have...
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Voila.
Now I don't feel like I'm just interviewing Dan.
There you go. Cool. I like it.
There's orbiting, too.
Yeah. What was I going to say about deer?
Zombie. No, not zombies. They're vampires.
What is that? What?
This was our conversation in the car today.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
We decided that deer are...
You decided.
I decided that deer are constantly in fear of everything. They're just constantly afraid.
Okay.
And that's,
unless
that's
they're
the
in the suburbs
of them
and then they
I
know
have.
Nothing can happen to them.
Yeah.
Because then they just mosley walk around.
Mosley?
No, but you insist mosey? That their face always says fear.
Yeah. They're always full of fear.
Okay, so therefore they are vampires.
They're afraid of light. So Mayana concluded that they are vampires. Because, well, we got to that because I was talking about how deer in the headlights. It may be confusion. It may be just unawares, but
I think there's just like a synapse. Fear. I think it's a
fear.
I think it's a
going down the
deer.
Track of this entire conversation. I think it's just like entranced and just can't move because it's too sexy.
So it's like if the car were Daniel Craig running with his shirt off. or the headlights are quite literally Bond girl headlights.
And the deer is frightened by its own sexuality. That's what's going on.
And if you just tuned in to the end of this...
you need to listen to the mic check.
It's...
Please start from the beginning.
Welcome
because it'll
to
make
the
a lot
show.
More sense.
This is the perfect time to start. So, Mayana, Katie, thank you for being on episode 60 today.
60.
Yeah, we finally made it to 60.
We're geriatrics now, I guess.
Well, we're still a year old in one perspective.
Yeah.
And do you get Social Security now?
No, you can't get Social Security now. They don't recommend you take it until you're 67. Because...
But you could take it if you were unsmart
65.
Or didn't think you were going to live until 67.
65 is when you can take it. They recommend 67 and probably for our generation 70 80. Or 75 because we will outlive it.
Or never.
Yeah.